Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of persecution for righteousness and insulted and persecuted because of Jesus, highlighting the rewards that await those who endure. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 to 12.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for doing what is right, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you, because you are my followers. It's not an easy road to walk, but there's a secret joy in the midst of it all. Persecution is not just something that happened in the past, it is still a reality today. We see it happening all around us, whether it is through the shedding of blood like the many martyrs we hear about, or through more subtle means like slander and lies. Persecution takes on many forms, and it's important for us to be aware of these injustices and to speak up against them. We are called to be the voice for those who are oppressed and to advocate for justice and equality. Let us take a moment to reflect on these verses and pray for all the persecuted Christians in different parts of the world. Let us remember that persecution can manifest in various ways. It may not always be physical violence. It can also be verbal abuse, discrimination, or the marginalization of certain groups. In the face of persecution, it's easy to get disheartened or discouraged. But instead, let us rejoice and be glad, knowing that our reward is not of this world, but is in the kingdom of heaven. Our suffering here on earth is temporary, but the joy of being in the presence of God forever is eternal. Amid the suffering, we have become aware that we have been chosen to share in the heart of Jesus himself. You see, Jesus is joy, and it is through persecution that we truly come to know him. It's through the trials and tribulations that we draw closer to his love and his grace. So let us hold on to hope and live out our faith boldly, knowing that we are not alone in our struggles. There's a great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us and have experienced similar persecution. We stand on their shoulders and we stand with them in solidarity. While we may not experience the same level of persecution that they did, our faith is still tested. We face challenges in our daily lives that try to pull us away from our beliefs and our values. It could be the pressure to conform to societal norms or the temptation to compromise our faith for personal gain. But in the midst of it all, let us remember those who are currently being persecuted, lifting them up in prayer and offering our support. May they find strength, comfort, and peace amid their trials. May they be filled with the true joy of knowing Jesus, regardless of their circumstances. And as we empathize with them, let us also reflect on how we can make a difference in our own communities. How can we be the light in the darkness? How can we be advocates for justice and equality? How can we use our voices and our actions to create a better world for all? Let us remember that our reward is not of this world. It is not about material possessions or earthly success. Our reward is in the kingdom of heaven, where love reigns supreme and where there is no more suffering or persecution. So let us continue to walk the path of righteousness, knowing that we are not alone. We have the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit within us. And through it all, let us experience the true joy of knowing Jesus, the one who suffered persecution for us, and the one who will walk with us every step of the way.
Let's close with this prayer. Lord, we bring before you all those who are suffering because of their faith. We ask that you guard and protect them and give them strength to endure. May they find comfort in knowing they are not alone and you are with them in their suffering. Help us to remember them and to stand in solidarity with them, offering support and prayers. We know you are the ultimate protector, and we trust that you will bring justice and peace to those persecuted. In Jesus' name we pray. As we part ways, we want to express our gratitude for joining us. May your path be filled with blessings, and may you continue to share the wisdom and love you've encountered today with others. Until we meet again, take care, and God bless you all.